Welcome back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top rated and all returns are hassle free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Crazy Lister for professional mobile optimized eBay listings. Nothing perks up your sales like a hot new niche. And here now to tell us about hers is Michelle Darden. She's known on eBay as Cami Beauty, all one word. That's K-A-M-I Beauty. Michelle, you sell in the health and beauty categories. What made you decide to specialize in beauty items?
Well, first, hi, everybody. How are you?
Very well.
But I actually, you know, my family has owned a beauty supply and a hair salon for a very long time, and this is all that I know. So when I say this is my niche, this is my niche.
So I've just recently in my life been switching product after product from being the high end to buying them in the drugstore.
Okay.
All right. Now, just listen. Okay. There are some things I do buy on eBay. All right. There's some makeup items that I do buy on eBay. One of them is my beauty secret. I'm not going to tell you about.
Oh.
I do get that on eBay, and I get a couple of other things on eBay. For instance, if I have a lipstick that I like, and they have that lipstick on eBay, and I've already tried that lipstick out. I bought it in the store before. I will order it from eBay. Do you mix drugstore lines with your high-end products?
I do. And just like you said, there's brand loyalty. There are recommendations. You've tested a product and you've loved it, but you can't find it in stores. So what do? You go on eBay, and I will probably sell it to you because I have it.
So do you see that as a trend?
Yes.
First of all, you know, a lot of our department stores are closing. First of all,
yes, this is good news.
This is good news for eBay sellers.
Well,
of course, this is the time to really
It is because a lot of people go into those drugstores. I mean, excuse me, those department stores, because it's a habit through the years to buy their makeup. And so once that store goes away in your neighborhood, maybe you will be going to eBay. And this is a very important thing for eBay sellers to understand. So give me an example of a drugstore product that you have added into your line.
Okay, so there's the CoverGirl Lip Perfection lipstick. Well, the entire Lip Perfection line, but especially the lipstick.
Is that the one where it stays on all day and you use two?
Yes.
You know what? I've got goosebumps. The reason I ask you the question is I just bought that. I just started.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying that out, and it does stay on all day.
Yes, it does. They actually just discontinued most of the collection, so it's getting really scarce to find. I actually just sold an item to someone in Australia. It was the color Rapture, and I'm sure she's thrilled that she was able to find it through my eBay store.
Oh yeah, so I'm not in your store. I'm at some of your listings, but let me go to your store. Oh, I see you have a lot of CoverGirl, the Shea Moisture Lemongrass and Ginger stuff.
Yes, I'm actually, in the process of uploading more listings. This fourth quarter was just really busy, so, some of my eBay items kind of slacked off, but hey, this is what reviving your eBay sales with beauty items. This is what we're going to focus on today.
Is there an international market for cosmetics and other beauty products?
Yes. Again, I just sold an item to someone in Australia, but I always advocate for adding international shipping to your eBay store because, you know, when you think about the inclusion of social media and makeup artists who are on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, they're connecting makeup lovers worldwide. And the product availability in different parts of the world, you know, it's very scarce. And being able to come on eBay and find what your favorite MUA used, it's perfect.
So you're saying that they're discontinuing the product I just found the other day that I'm excited about?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
See, Griff,
this happens
a lot.
I know.
Yes, it does. It does.
This happens a lot, and, you know, you head straight for eBay, and hopefully you can find it in the store of Cami Beauty. We're here with Michelle Darden. She's known as Cami. Where did you get that name?
Honestly, I can't. I just thought about it, and then I ran with it.
And that's usually the best way to come up with it.
Appears to be working for you.
I'll say.
Yes. I try my best to brand. You know, that's another way I get repeat customers, by branding my store, offering discounts, and also free samples with the items that they buy.
Cammie, can I ask you or Michelle? I know Cammie Beauty is in the store, but Michelle, what is the your strategy with returns? I know this can be a pretty thorny issue when it comes to cosmetics.
Yes. So my return policy, some people might say, is a little bit on the stricter side, but I have a processing fee. So if you really have to return it, you know, you will get hit with, I believe it's either 15% or 20%, because you, when I list items, I really give you as much details as possible. And when it comes to cosmetics, you know, a color online may not be the color you see in person. So it's always a give or take in whatever you're doing. But
see,
when they
return things to you, they're usually used, right?
No, I rarely get returns. I rarely get returns. And usually whenever I have a return, it's because, oh, I bought one too many of the item, or, you know, it was an accidental purchase, or I found the item cheaper somewhere, which is fine. You know, if you want to return it, that's okay. You're going to pay for the shipping because yeah. I'm not.
Griffin, normally you would not approve of this, but I
wouldn't.
Well, of not taking, you know, returns just without a fee. But on this case where it's makeup, I don't know. I kind of have to agree with Michelle here.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I mean, I think there is the industry standard for new and package returns for items that probably can't be sold, as though it will be a restocking fee. I think that's perfectly acceptable.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
Well, glad to hear it. So you don't have to tell us where you get your stuff, but where do you get it?
Yeah. You don't have to tell us, but why don't you tell us?
It's okay. That's fine.
Give us a hint?
I share these things with my e-commerce meetup group as well, but I do a variety of wholesale accounts directly from manufacturers, distributors, also liquidation sales. You know, sometimes I get a mix of retail arbitrage. It's just, and then I get deals because I've been selling for so long. Opportunities just arise for me. So it's really being able to put yourself out there, attending trade shows, and also really networking with people.
So on the big trade shows, do they have makeup?
Oh, of course, of course. The last trade show that I went to was ASD in Las Vegas. I'll probably be going to this one in March. But yes, makeup is definitely always represented there in all facets of makeup, not just foundation, but, you know, whether it's your sponges or your brushes or even your appliances, they're always represented.
So, Cher, you want to tell us how you target repeat customers? Because with makeup, you probably have repeat customers.
Yes, I do. You know, I usually offer sales through my eBay stores. I also brand, you know, heavily. I will put a flyer inside and say, hey, you know, these items are going to be included in our store. Make sure you check back soon. Sometimes I get inquiries on eBay and people say, hey, do you have this? And I don't have this particular color, but can I interest you in something else? It's just really creating a dialogue with your customer and making sure you offer a good variety of products, because beauty items turn over quickly.
Do you ever product source from, let's say, discount malls?
I think initially I did, but as a seller, you know, you grow and you mature, and you guys were talking about entrepreneurship, and I've been selling for a long time now, so the opportunities really just come to me. And
because I've noticed that if you go to the discount malls, Griff,
yes,
you go into these makeup places and they always have a bin with 50 cents, 25 cents for all these different skincare things and stuff, and I wonder
really?
If that might not be a good idea. You know, if they haven't been opened, you could sell them on eBay.
Just a thought. For the most part, they haven't been open, and sometimes it's just a slow mover for the store, so they have to get rid of it.
So do you sell mostly discounted items, or do you not?
I sell a good variety. My niche is discounted beauty products. I just know them really well. I could kind of say there's an algorithm, some type of formula, but there really isn't. I just really pay attention to what the products, you know, the companies are offering. But I think for me, I get a lot of feedback in that, you know, this item has been discontinued, but it's like brand new. And that goes back with how I store things in my warehouse and, you know, the quantity that I have available.
So, Griff, there's this guy in Las Vegas when we were in Las Vegas for the event.
Oh, yeah.
Up in the stores, you know, in the Venetian.
Sure.
And he stands outside like a circus barker trying to give you free samples of stuff that's going to change your life.
Uh-huh.
And it was for an under eye thing, and he dragged me in, right? And he puts this under one of my eyes, and he says, look at the difference. Well, Griff, you will appreciate this. Remember you and I got sick years ago. We both had the same thing, but we were not even in the same city with each other. But we got Bell's palsy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, my Bell's palsy left me just a tiny bit off on my face.
Oh, yes, of course.
But most people would never notice it, but of course I do. So he put it on the one that was lifted already.
Oh.
Right? See the difference there? You know, so they're selling that for $700 for
Yikes!
A little tiny bottle.
Jeez.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Michelle, thank you. It's always a pleasure talking to a seller who knows their niche. This segment was brought to you by Crazy Lister. Call us now at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Therapeut can tell you all that and so much more. Therapeut gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Therapeut not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Therapeut's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Therapeut helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Therapeut. Try it free for 7 days at Therapeut.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
Your e-commerce business is growing. Sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
listen while you list.